This is RSBNB Update, episode 235, recorded Thursday, December 17th, 2009. The Brass Monkey. Hello everybody, RSBNB Update 235, as you probably heard from our show opener, which is going to have something to do about something we talk about in the next hour or so. So without further ado, I'm going to say that Mike is here this week, fellow co-owner of this website.
Hello.
Who has been with me on this website ever since we began in summer 2004, I believe it was the year, so... round of applause to us for keep going that long. Also, Marco from RSBNB Informers here. He's our economy specialist.
Hello.
And of course, your usual favorite, Mr. Brad. Brad 7443.
Don't call me that, damn it.
Why not?
I'm Brad.
Yes, he's Brad.
You're annoying.
Anyone ever called you like a Brad nail? Because you know there's nails that are called Brads?
No, I didn't know that until I looked up my name in a dictionary, which is a very sad thing to do, but, you know, it's like Googling yourself when it does it.
So, yes, we're here this week. We're going to try and give you some hopefully helpful, maybe not so helpful insight on this new quest called Blood Runs Deep and the various other aspects that we're all so skilled in the game called RuneScape. So, before we get started, who here has done the quest? Show of hands. Virtual hands.
I'm raising my hand. No, I'm not. I didn't do
it.
Yeah,
I'm not either.
Yep. I did it.
And me.
50%. That's not bad. Two of two.
Yeah. That's right. No, two of four, Brad.
Two of four. One of two. 50%.
50%. So, 2 divided by 4 is 0.5. How many times by 100 you get 50%? Which Brad didn't know, but anyways.
I knew that, dumbass.
The quest is called Blood Runs Deep.
Blood Runs Deep. Run deep, Brad. Run deep. Yeah.
When was the last time you went running in some deep kind of soup?
I've never ran in deep soup.
Yeah, how would you even run through soup? Wouldn't you swim?
Well, like a mud soup or something, you know? Anybody ever done that?
Running through mud?
Yeah.
A marsh?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I got stuck in a bog one time.
Oh, okay. Well, you can enlighten us on that later. I'm going to nail off some quest requirements here, since that seems to be the next logical thing to do. Dream Mentor. Glorious Memories. Horror from the Deep. 65 Slayer. 75 Attack. 75 Strength. Completed the entire Fremenic Achievement Diary, and they say high magic and ranged are also recommended.
So Pures can do it.
Why? Why could a Pure do this?
There's no defense requirement. 75 attack, 75 strength.
Okay. Yeah, but
does that anger you?
It'd be pretty hard for a Pure.
Yeah, that's right.
You kind of need a defense.
A big defense. Compared to what you have to do
defense.
Later on in the quest.
Defense!
You done?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay. JX says that a stranger is washed up on the shores of a lunar isle, broken and delirious, and Baba Yaga request your aid in getting him back on his feet. Yet beware the horrors that jerk his mind, they could only prove to be a very real threat for the Fremenic everywhere. That's their teaser. Now, Mike, do you want to give a bit of a rundown of what happens? Because I kind of forget, actually.
I don't remember what the sleeping man had to do with it, actually. Was that just, like, to start for them to tell you to go talk to Chieftain Brunt?
Must be, because, you know, he washed up, but I don't think they ever said where he came from, did they?
I don't remember.
Anyways, then we had to go into his dream, right? To figure out what he was tormented about, I think.
Oh, right. He was dreaming about the Dagonoss and them attacking.
Hey, maybe that's like what we saw first thing in the Show how you're saying you dream about the last thing you were thinking of before you fell asleep.
Yeah, maybe it was... Or didn't the attack on Relica come, like, after his dream, though? Like, somehow,
oh,
like,
yeah,
he
right.
caused it?
That's right, because we had to go stop it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it couldn't have been... Like, he couldn't have been attacked before and then washed up on Lunar? That, yeah. Like, the attack was after? I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense, does it? Then basically after that, you have to go to Relica and fight some Dagonoths until Brunt decides you've fought enough and you go with him to Waterbirth Island.
Yeah, that was a long fight. You had to fight them for at least 10 minutes, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it seemed like 10 minutes, but maybe it was shorter. We should have timed it, you know?
Is it like a set time, or do they just is it just random for
set,
everyone?
Set time, because I started a few seconds before him, and he finished a few seconds after me, so...
Yeah, it was just set, and they, like, all the messages were programmed in to come at, like, specific time, it seemed.
Yeah. And if you run too far off in one direction, it said you'd have to go back and start over. So, they like to punish people for running from the fight. Anyways,
Just like the Soviets.
Yeah. you should take note of that. Make sure if you're ever, once you're in the RAF, make sure if you're...
If I ever join the Red Army...
No, in the RAF, if your base ever comes under attack, make sure you do your job and defend it.
Make sure I run around like a headless chicken and scream, we're all going to die, we're all going to die.
You'd probably get discharged for that, but anyways.
Unsuitable for service.
So after we got to Waterbirth Island, was that where we had to escort King Vargas through that maze thing?
Yeah, the short maze of Dagonoths and... Whatever else.
Rock lobsters.
And the
rock lobster.
Waza, whatever.
Waluski, I think they're called.
Yeah, that's it. Kind of look like sea lions.
Yeah, it. When I was doing that part of the quest, for some reason I thought those Waluski things were Russian. I don't know why.
Were they drinking vodka?
No.
Did they have those cool hats?
No, they were just they weren't wearing anything.
Oh,
it's an animal. It's an animal.
We're animals.
Yeah, we are. Hopefully, or hopefully not. Yeah, I don't know.
Hopefully, something we aspire to.
Yeah, Brad's a bird. Anyways,
no, I'm a weasel. Remember?
Oh, right. And me and Mike are cats.
Why is that?
I don't know. That's what Brad decided we were.
I didn't decide, Shane. It was a committee.
So after we got the, got him through, what happened then?
King Vargas?
Yeah.
After that, we were climbing down somewhere, and then King Vargas, being the clumps, or the klutz that he is, he causes a rock fall, or a cave-in, and you die.
Oh, right, then you end
oh,
up
no,
in
the... Oh, no, Shane died on a quest, not in the spirit world. Oh, no.
Do you guys normally spoil the whole quest on the update?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we go through a general rundown of it, you know?
All right.
And then after that, the person restores you and takes you back where you were, gives you another life from the Fremenic afterlife. A nice-looking place, you know? Part of me is wondering if JX, whoever made the quest, was trying to say something here, you know?
That well, there is an afterlife?
Yeah.
Well, it's just a shame
well,
there is...
Well, they said later on, like, in the afterlife, they have a great hall that looks just like the one that Chief Brunt's in. And he said during the quest that they designed it to look like that one from the afterlife.
Hmm. Okay. So the afterlife... came first before the other one?
Apparently someone visited the afterlife and then built that one in Relica.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, then after that, you have to perform a wedding ceremony on a boat. You have to marry the king from Miscellany and the queen from etc. That was quite fun because you get to make up whatever kind of wedding vows you want.
And then you could also marry either your princess or prince if you wanted to.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't.
Oh, Shane, did you want to remain single?
Yeah.
You wanted to stay a bachelor, did you?
Yeah, I think that's the best choice right now.
Shane went to imitate the farming bachelor. I don't want to marry. I want to farm.
Spends all his time with his little plushie.
Oh, yeah. We're disappointed about
yes,
that
he does. Playing on, with but, it.
Anyways.
Shane spent all his time playing with his little plushie.
Then after that, you basically, I think this was near the end, you have to take down 2 Dagonoth Sentinels to get to the mother thing. I think that's what happened, right?
Yeah.
So those are basically guarding the Dagonoth mother. It's the same kind of creature that we had in Horror from the Deep. So to end the quest, you have to fight one of those things again, just bigger, following the same kind of key. So hence why
where you need all the spells and range and all the...
One thing that really infuriated me about that was the fact that autocast is now the default option on the spellbook.
Yeah, it's harder to switch between the two casts.
And because of this, I was using the earth spell when I was supposed to be ranging. Hence why I had to teleport away the first time because I ran out of food. So... Just a slight word there that brown equals earth, green equals ranged. Keep that in mind.
Earth is brown?
Yeah.
But then they have the icon in the spell book. The it's earth green. One is green. Yeah. So it was kind of confusing, but it wasn't too difficult.
Yeah, once you figured that out, you're fine. Rewards. First off, you should say we get the ball mung. Which is a weapon that hits higher on Dagonoth, which...
You actually get that pretty close to the beginning of the quest to fight them with.
Yeah, so it kind of makes you should do Dagonoth for your Slayer if you can do the higher level ones.
It didn't seem much better than just using a whip, though.
No, that's right. I don't know, maybe it'll be better outside the quest, because sometimes they do dampen them, you know? Anyways.
So yeah, after you kill the mother, you come out and find that the people who were like defending the cave up behind you, like they stayed behind to defend, both the prince and princess have died.
The ones we married.
So you are now a widower?
Yeah, that's right. If you got married.
Well, yeah, you were engaged to them from a previous quest, I think. I don't remember which one.
Yeah, neither do I.
Isn't that Kingdom the one of, where cetera, you...
Or
yeah, yeah.
Is it the one, Royal Troubles? Is that the one? Or...
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
So
I wonder what happens.
Like, your choices don't even really matter.
Because they die anyway.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want to say.
Like, that's the problem with the quests, I think. Like, none of your choices ever matter. And if they did, Jagex will fix it so that you can still go back and do whichever way you want to.
Perhaps like, it's teaching us not to get married because the other person may die.
Yes, that's a good... Hopefully that's a lesson they're teaching, you know? Not to rush into marriage, you know? Right, Brad?
Because the other person may get killed by a Dagonoth.
Or something else.
Never be sure.
So you think that's the point of the quest?
Maybe. I was thinking about marriage. It could be in relation to that, or it could be in relation to trying to change people's minds to believe there is a god and believe in the afterlife.
Or it could just be a quest in a game that has no real significance or no real intended meaning.
But I don't know.
I know which one I'm going for.
I always try and find meaning in it, you know?
You can't find meaning in things that are meaningless.
Oh, sure you can.
Star Trek, for example.
And everything has a meaning.
No, that's not true.
But as for you get 2 quest points. You get 2 quest points with it. You also get 3 times 150k in any combat skill over 75, except summoning.
Yeah, I would have liked to use it on summoning.
That would have been nice.
Yeah, it's more. There's more than a Wild Gothic Sleep, though, right? Isn't that only like 400?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Which is you amazing. Can use it on any skill over 65, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used mine on prayer. Got 78 prayer. Because I'm cheap.
We know that, Shane.
What'd you use yours on?
I use mine on defense.
Okay, did you get a level?
Yeah, I got 93.
Oh, that's good. You didn't go for 99?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Anyways, let's go with ratings, Mike.
I'd rate it a 4, primarily just because of the reward. Like that was quite a bit of XP, but I didn't really like the quest very much.
Yeah.
Especially the part where you had to escort the king through the cave, and he's like hobbling really slow, and he takes damage from some of the stuff in there, and he can die.
Yeah. My guy died once.
Yeah, mine died too. There's a whole bunch of Dagonauts on him hitting him, and he died in like 2 seconds. You can heal him with your food, but the best option is to just take it real slow through the cave.
Yeah.
And kill everything. Well, it's up to the one point where there's those Dagonauts that come up behind you or
yeah,
nothing really
that's
attacks
right.
him.
But yeah.
If you don't go slow through there, you can die.
Yeah. And then remember that one guy outside we saw? He said he was on his 4th try. Yeah, we're just lucky we had to do it in 2 tries, not 4. So I pity that guy who had to do it in 4.
I pity the fool.
Marco, you have a rating from what you just heard?
Yeah, I'd give it a 4, too. The reward is definitely worth it, but the quest doesn't sound very interesting at all.
Okay. Brad?
4, purely on the reward alone.
Okay. I'm going to go 3.5.
Oh, just to throw a spanner in the works.
So there we go. No lesson on calculating averages this week. We did that.
Has anybody noticed that it's weird how the last couple of quests they've put out have all been master quests? Within the Light, Temple at Seniston, this one. They've sort of all been quite long, fairly decent rewards, and all master difficulty.
That's good, you know?
Yeah, longer quests, better.
Yeah. Anything else on the quest from anyone?
9.
I think they could have made it a bit better, like based on the previous quest.
More tie-in?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, Glorious Memories seemed like a much better quest, but
yeah,
the reward wasn't very great.
Yeah. Something is eating up my CPU cycles.
That stop downloading porn, Shane.
I didn't do that. Anyways, whoa. Yeah, we're just, do you hear a jet engine in the background? That's the fans. Ignore it. You guys can't
hear
anything?
It.
Okay, that's good. RuneScape Christmas cards. The 3 Christmas cards from Jagex. A Christmas Warble, Christmas in Falador, and Sweet Dreams. Basically, here it shows the Sweet Dreams one is picture Bob sleeping by the fireplace. Merry Christmas to all RuneScape friends from everyone at Jagex. Why would you print out one of their cards when you can't hand it out to someone, you know?
You could mail it.
It's basically a picture.
Yeah. You know what they should do? They should take these Christmas cards and mail out a random one to any member who's entered in their contact info to be confirmed. That'd be a nice little thing, you know? Then we could put this Christmas card up in our Christmas card holder with the other 3 Christmas cards that we get.
What would be the point of them doing that, though? They wouldn't get
anything from it. I think they should only do it for people in the UK because sending them to everybody abroad would cost too much. Only UK people.
That's not nice.
No people who live abroad, just UK people. You don't live in the UK, you miss out. Sorry.
Hey, maybe that could be a... you get a Christmas card if you subscribe to Members Plus Plus.
Oh, that's a good idea, Marco. Very good
idea.
Oh,
God, no.
I'm glad to see you're thinking about this. Good job. Good job.
Oh, my.
And just a note with this, the Christmas card competition closed yesterday, seeing as most of you probably listen to this on Saturday. So next week we'll have some Christmas card finalists.
What contest?
They had a contest that you could design a Christmas card, and then they'd use those Christmas cards to, like, ones you can fill out and give to people, you know?
Yeah.
Well, these ones you could give to people, like, you'd write on the inside, but
But it says from Jagex.
Well, that'd be on the back of the card, though, okay. Right? Like, they always, like, all the cards, like Hallmark, they logo on the back or whatever.
So you're saying I can use this for your Christmas card?
Sure, if you aren't.
Anyways, Brad, you gonna give Marie one?
I want one of these cards?
Yeah.
No.
Why not? Give her the Bob one.
She doesn't like cats.
Oh, give her the Falador one then.
She doesn't like Falador.
Anyways.
She prefers Barrack.
Oh, okay. I forgot to say, if you want to read Alex's quest review, you can find that on Informer at informer.rsbnb.com. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, poke, poke. They got a new development blog called A Christmas Warble, in which they try to discuss the benefits of what's going to be happening with their Christmas event this year. Basically, they say that it's going to be a Christmas event in which they reuse characters from the past event, and they want to create an atmosphere that'll show it's Christmas, but not at the same time make it feel like a chore to do. So, I hope they succeed in that.
Yeah, the last Halloween one was a pretty big chore.
Yeah. Literally, eh? Cleaning up the Grim Reaper's house.
This one seems almost as you're going to be fixing things, because if you click on the picture in the diary, it points out that the gate's broken and that the lamp is broken, and so,
yeah, it could be something along construction or crafting, maybe, hey?
As long as it isn't like that quest, the one for the cannon, where you had to just fix the wall pretty much the entire time.
Well, as long as it's not repetitive, that's good. Like, anything that gets repetitive, I don't know, just boring.
Yeah, they still need to duplicate their success of Christmas 2005, I think, you know? With the tree and the toy workshop. That one was a good one. But more on that in the development blog. You can find a link to it at update.rsbnb.com. That's where our show notes live. Okay, does anybody here have an iPhone or iPod Touch?
Yes.
Have you tried Bounce Down?
Yeah.
And?
Looks like a good game. It plays pretty well. But it gets annoying after a while because it just keeps getting faster, and you'll land on these. Basically, you have to stay away from the spikes at the top and the lava at the bottom. And from the bottom, platforms come up. Some of them move to the, like, have a conveyor belt, and they move you to the right, some to the left. And then they have some that make you bigger and some that make you smaller, and then normal ones. And it gets really annoying when you land on a big one, it makes you huge, and then the spikes come down and hit you because you're so big.
Oh, then it speeds up as time progresses?
Yeah, and it speeds up over and over again.
Okay.
So
and it's free, right?
What's the objective?
You're basically ignoring the spikes at the top and the fire at the bottom. You can't hit either of those. And you have to stay on the platforms. You can kind of like float around a little bit, but not for long.
Interesting.
So is it like a platformer where you have to get to the end, or is it just like one screen?
No, it's just one screen over and over. Just one screen. You just have to keep doing the same thing pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah.
Repetitive. You know, you say repetitive, but you know, they were tweeting quite a bit about this over the past week that actually it's the number one free app on, I think, Canada, US, Australia, and New Zealand iPod stores.
Yes, because it's free, and a lot of people play RuneScape. At least a lot of those have iPhones, so they're going to go and download it, aren't they? I'd download it if I had an iPhone, just because it's free. Doesn't mean it's good.
Like, every app in the iStore that's free eventually hits number one. I don't think it's... At first, it was a big deal because people were like, I don't really know if I want to download that now. But if you go down the list of the top 50 apps in the iStore, I'd say 30 of them have been in the top one at some time.
Wow. So. See, I'd get an iPod Touch, but I have no reason because I don't listen to music. So...
Yeah.
You can listen to your podcasts on them.
Yeah, but when am I, like,
That'll work good. Not update. I mean, like the ones.
Yeah. I should have got that afterwards. I already laughed.
Yeah, that'd be good for my breaks at school and stuff. But when I'm, we'll see. One day, maybe.
Yeah, I just took it up. I can probably see if I can get a picture off of it. I just took a picture of the game and.
Oh yeah, do that, and we'll put it in the notes later.
Yeah.
The new Jagex store is also launched, which to my displeasure has no customizable plushie dolls that based on your character.
Yay!
Brad, do you want a shirt that says my other shirt is trimmed?
I saw that shirt, and I think it's a logical fallacy because when you get a cape, a skill cape in RuneScape, once it becomes trimmed, all of your skill capes become trimmed. So yeah, surely your other cape can't be trimmed because be trimmed.
But in the way of like rune trimmed armor, like rune trimmed armor or trimmed robes, you know?
Oh, like rune like T that. Or it's rune it, G. No, it, I'd never wear any of that stuff.
Okay.
My question would be is why they sell bottle openers to what? People. Yeah, there's a bottle opener. Bando's bottle opener keychain. Why they're selling bottle openers to a majority of children who cannot use them to open alcoholic beverages. But...
Brad.
Where is that?
It's in the accessory section.
Yeah.
In the
I can't see it.
In the
US
UK...
one has different stuff, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay. In the UK... Do your, like, pop bottles and stuff come in plastic or glass?
Plastic.
Okay. Just wondering. You want a Church of Sarah Doman hoodie?
No. I don't like hoodies. Only thugs wear them.
It's not nice.
Are you a thug, Shane? Are you a thug? I bet you are.
Then you can get the KBD t-shirt. That's one I'd get.
I bet Shane robs grannies.
No.
No, please, leave me alone, and Shane... grabs their bag and runs off.
And the accessories, there's Marco.
I hear no denial.
There's the Bando's bottle opener and the Zamorak cup and a knit hat. I guess that's like a toque.
I don't like knitted hats.
Oh.
And I don't like people who wear them either.
And an armadillo shoulder bag. I don't know. It's the featured product.
The thing about... apart from the stuff that has names on it, the bag doesn't look overly RuneScape-y. You wouldn't know it was RuneScape-y unless you actually played it. It just looks like a bag with an eagle on it.
Yeah.
If someone buys the RuneScape journal and actually writes about what they do in-game, I feel really sorry for them, because I'd never do that.
Yeah, me too, because you can do that on a website called RuneWire.
But you could buy. Yeah, it's equally as sad, really. I mean, we write about things we do just because it's not in the journal. Oh,
RuneWire.com/Brad/Shane.
There's nothing there.
Where were we? I forget. Anybody else have anything on the store? I'm guessing that means no.
The background looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just like one of their wallpapers, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Does it have the Jagex watermark?
No, it doesn't.
It looks like Castle Wars.
But at the bottom it says they have a copyright info. So
the background is Castle Wars, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It's got the blue capes and the red capes.
Anyways, in other news this week, they got some tweaks and fixes, particularly the fact that you can no longer sell your runes and stuff to the Tazar people to get Tokel. So now you actually have to fight the people to get Tokel drops. But you could buy stuff with Tokel, which makes no sense whatsoever, because who's going to buy fire runes with Tokel when you can go to the Grand Exchange and buy them en masse, you know?
So that means that Amulet of Fury is going to go up even more in price.
That is a good point.
Because people can't... point. Like, that was the main way that people bought them. They'd trade in their runes for Tokel and then buy one of those stones.
Yeah.
On it. Yeah.
That's good. The reason they said was that that these drops were creating too tight of a link between the Tazar prices and fire runes. Which, it's completely It's annoying the way they do this trade stuff, you know? But... Anyone else have anything on the Tazar tweaks?
Nine.
Okay. Brike? I mean, Mike?
Brike? No.
Sorry, I combined both your names. Marco?
Nope.
Okay.
Or Sharko.
Curadel can now assign Dagonoths. Murky Matt can now combine Ferocious Ring Charges. Hellhounds now respond to normal rate. And they've squeezed in a couple of extra creatures in the dungeon. And you won't get any random events while in there. And it should also be worth noting that that they updated the zeros.
Oh, yeah.
Once again.
Now it looks just like it was before they changed any fonts a few years ago.
Yeah, it looks like when RuneScape 2 first came out, you know?
At least for not the name fonts, though.
Yeah, just the bank fonts and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I like the new zero.
I
hope they don't change it again like they have the past few weeks.
That's what? 3-0 changes in the past 2 weeks?
Well, yeah, when are they going to decide
what they want?
It's just annoying that they keep changing it.
Do they even need to, implement it in the game to decide? Can't they just do it at their own, test, or when they test it out and whatever?
I guess maybe they want player feedback? I don't know.
Yeah, because when you have players coming on the forums telling them to change the font packs, and the rant forum is just all about fonts for about 3 hours, and...
Here's some feedback, Jagex. I don't care what it looks like. Just make a goddamn decision and stand by it.
Yeah.
I think this font is the best. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I hope they don't change it again.
Good.
Leave
okay.
It.
What else? Yeah, that's pretty much it. Whoa, what the...
Whose music is that?
Yeah, I was just on a... What was that? 4Dab on some website I was on.
Oh, sure it was, Shane.
Serious, it was a 4Dab.
What are you watching?
I was looking for a picture in my old archive.
Oh, I'm sure you were looking for a picture.
Yeah, I was. I think it's time that we move on to questions now. Okay. Brad, first one.
Dear Shane, long-time listener, first-time question asker here. I'll assume you've done Blood Runs Deep before you record. He has, as you already know. So I want to ask how it feels to have died on a quest, as you should know. There is an avoidable part where your character dies. You can't say that doesn't count either. Hope you keep this up for years to come. 2101. Well, I think we've already established he has died on a quest before, and that was a quest where you didn't necessarily have to die, and I didn't die when I did it.
I didn't die, it was the spirit realm.
It still counts, you were on a quest, you died.
It definitely
and also, I don't understand how anybody could have died on that quest. It's easy to do without dying. I didn't die. So anyway, yeah. There is no way he can avoid it now, but he has died on quests before.
Yeah.
This is his second... Shane, this is your second quest death. How does that feel? Two, Shane. Not one, two.
I don't know. This one's unavoidable because it's written into the quest, you know?
Yes, but so. You died while on a quest.
Yes, so what's wrong with that?
You can't hide... Because I've never died on a quest. You can't say that anymore.
But the other one was in the spirit realm, so it doesn't count.
It does count, Shane.
It does.
It does count.
Oh, I just looked it up, and actually, I found the picture. It's not the same zero. This one's more pointy, but anyways, yeah. I don't care about dying. It's just a game, you know?
Yes, Shane.
In fact, I died on a quest before that Spirit Realm one.
Well, no, because before that, you always argued you'd never died on a quest. It was you stated with pride.
Oh, right. I almost died. I got teleported by my Ring of Life and Monkey Madness.
You're changing, Shane.
But Pika died on Desert Treasure.
Or a slippery character, Shane.
Anyways, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me, but thank you, 2101. Dear host, the first one being directed to Shane and anybody else who does farming runs. Shane, do you have a certain route that you take on every farming run? I do. I always start at Lumbridge for my tree runs, Gnome Stronghold for my fruit tree runs, and Camelot for my herb runs. So, farmers here?
Yes.
Same route all the time?
Yeah, because I tend to forget things, so my second... I always go to Ardoon first, and then I take the little boat over to Brimhaven, get my papayas. Then I do the patch north of Ardoon, and then I go to Cami, because I always forget some sort of tool or runes or something. So I can just go run down to the bank there, so it saves me.
Okay. Mike?
I don't want to say all mine, it's way too long.
Yeah, but do you do different ones each time?
No, I do the same one all the time.
Okay. Brad?
When I did I only did trees to get 70. I did, I started in Catherby, then I did, teleported to Ardoin, do Brimhaven, boat back to Ardoin, run down to the one in the gnome, by the side of the gnome maze. Then I'd run up past the Bazaar Battlefield, hit the Spirit Tree there to do the two at Gnome Stronghold. Then I'd teleport to Laletia, do the one in Laletia. Then I'd home teleport to Lumbridge, one in Lumbridge. Teleport to Varric, do the one in Varric. Teleport to Faldor, one in Faldor, and the one in Taverly.
Okay. And as for me, I just pick a random start point and go that way, and then just do whatever feels natural from there.
Whatever feels natural.
You bloody hippie.
What do you mean?
You're a hippie.
Well, no, I mean not natural. Natural, isn't it? Just comes to me. I mean, whatever like comes to me on the map. I should say logical then, I guess.
What if you forget one then?
Well, I go back and do it. Direct, you know, with the teleport. So, yeah. And to all other of you guys, other than hobbies on the computer, what is your favorite thing to do? Keep up the world, Overlord.
Keep up the work.
Oh.
Line back.
Oh, that K and exclamation mark looks like a D.
No, it doesn't.
It does on my font.
Well, your font's messed up then. Favorite thing to do that's not other than hobbies on the computer, favorite thing to do? I'd say reading.
Okay.
DLC Marco?
Music, playing okay. Music, listening to music, writing it, everything.
Okay. Mike?
I don't think I have any hobbies that don't involve computer anymore.
Yeah.
Spend way too much time on it.
Xbox?
That's a computer.
Yeah, it is really, you know? Yeah. Maybe you and me should say our favorite things to do besides gaming, then.
Well, it still involves a computer.
Yeah, but anyways, besides gaming, what would you say?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to either have to say working on code or playing around in Photoshop trying to learn something new and better myself. What?
Well, that's on the computer, though.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but it's not gaming.
Yeah, but he said he didn't say anything about gaming. He said not on the computer.
Okay. Well, then playing outside, then.
Playing outside? That makes you sound like a pedophile, Shane.
Minus 40.
Well, not
how
minus
often do you
40,
play outside,
like,
Shane?
I don't know, like once in a while, maybe. Well, not often, but...
Do you like, farm outside, or...?
No, but I'm saying, like, maybe, like, build a snowman, or... something, you know?
Yeah.
The weather outside is... I don't know, I'm singing.
Continue.
No.
Okay. Thank you, Overlord. Mike, next one.
Alright. Brad, Shane, Mike, and Marco. If you could make a brand new computer, what would you name it, and what features would it have?
I don't know.
Like, does he mean, like, new type of computer or a new like a new revolutionary computer or a new one built from existing parts?
Revolutionary computer, the Che Guevara 3. That's a niche joke. No, I have no idea, but I wouldn't really know because I'm not that way inclined.
Okay. Like, I'm trying to... Like, does he want us to invent a new type of computer? Like something other than quantum computing?
I'd probably want something like... You know, like a holographic screen or something like that.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, Mike, do you have any ideas?
I don't know.
It's hard to say because we're all so content with working with what we have right now, you know? So.
I don't really know of any improvements I can make besides, like, faster hardware. Well, what would you use instead?
Touch.
Touch what?
Touch. Like, say I want to, make a window bigger. You put your two fingers in the center of your window, spread them out. That makes the window bigger.
Like the CSIs, if you've ever seen those, they have like huge computers and they can like drag files and open pictures and stuff.
Well, yes, I don't know. Like,
well, how would you type though? Like you can't type
a holographic keyboard would appear on the thing below you.
Yeah, but part of the thing with a keyboard is like. You don't have to look at it when you're typing, but a touch, you would have to look at it to see what you're hitting.
I think I could type on a touch.
You'd have to look at it, though, because you wouldn't know where your hands are.
I shadow type.
You could talk to the computer, and it could type it for you.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Commands, maybe if you said, like, type, or you, like, hit a button on the screen, and then everything you said after you did the command, it would type it for you.
Yeah, it's like Star Trek, you know? Any of you guys ever see Star Trek 4?
No.
Well, basically in that one, they go to 1986 and they go to this company that needs to build them a whale tank because they need to rescue some whales, take them to the future. And when Scotty gets on the computer, he starts talking into the mouse, expecting the computer to respond.
Okay, enough, Shane.
After it doesn't respond.
Enough,
so,
Shane. Enough.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Marco. Let's run with that. But yeah, I agree. Holographic and touch. And voice.
I like the keyboard.
Well, you could still plug one in with USB, you know? But I don't know. I'm not sure that there's anything else we can say on that. Excel's Trip 1 and Excel's Trip 2, the videos. What do you guys think of Jagex's opening up to players these days? And do you think they'll do more of these events? Sincerely, Italy for Life.
I watched the first one a while ago, and I mean, it seemed nice enough, but I mean, unless you won a competition or, you know, some other special person, I don't think they're going to just welcome any player like that.
Yeah, that's
obviously,
true.
Obviously, they're not going to, but yeah, they seem nice enough, but I mean, on the same sort of thing, I mean, plenty of things you see, you know, people who go to Blizzard competition winners, their headquarters, and get treated really nicely. I don't think it's, you know, it isn't. Like special to Jagex. I think most sort of big companies like that can do corporate hospitality fairly well.
Yeah, and if not, where would they be, you know? So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, anybody else have any thoughts?
Well, I think they'll probably make the contest annual.
Yeah, that'd be good, you know?
And I think they might do the same thing for, like, Christmas cards, and I think next year we'll probably see a lot more player and community interaction.
Which is good, you know, because for the past 5 years, they've been relatively closed to the outside world.
Taking them long enough.
This past year, they started opening up, you know, so we have to give them credit for that. That has to be one of their strong achievements for 2009, I say. So, thanks, once again. Marco, next one.
Let's see, Dear Shane, Brad, Mike, and Marco, have any of you ever taken the ACT? If so, what did you score, and are there any special strategies you have used? Well, I've never taken the ACT, but my friends have, and all I know is they went to bed early and got up early too. So
get lots of sleep.
Yeah, to get lots of sleep, and I've heard that eating chocolate before tests kind of boosts your brain thinking or whatever. So
interesting.
There's some study for that.
What the hell is the AST?
ACT.
ACT.
I don't know. Is it just the United States that take it, or do they have it in Canada?
I don't know anybody has taken it here.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so it must be US only.
It's kind of like the SAT, I think. I don't know.
College entrance exam.
So you take it in high school then? College entrance.
Let's see here.
So it'd be when you're applying to school, like after your initial exception, you'd have to go take a test?
It's a college test, standardized test for high school achievement and college admissions in the United States.
Oh, okay.
So
I see. Yeah, I don't think we have anything like that here.
Yeah, and I guess it includes all sections of, like, reading, math, English, science, writing. So.
Okay. Brad, do you have anything like that there?
Anything like what?
Like the test?
I think some of the high-end universities require entrance exams, but most don't. Most you just take your regular exams, and if you get the qualifications, the grades, they'll take you.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works here, too. Okay.
All right, next part. If you had to eat one type of food for the rest of your life, what would it be, and what drink would you bring with it, I guess?
Can I answer for Shane? He'd pick cheese.
No, you can't answer.
I need one milk to drink.
Answer for yourself.
I would say, let's see here, probably, difficult. Well, my drink would be Pepsi, because I drink a ton of Pepsi. So I'd bring that. And for food, I'd probably bring, like, pasta, because pasta's great.
Ew. Brad?
Drink, I'd probably have just water. And food.
Not wine.
I like BLT sandwiches. I think that's the one food I would probably not get tired of eating out of all others.
Okay. Mike?
For drink, yeah, I'd probably choose water too, because anything else, for the rest of your life, you get sick of it eventually. I can't drink anything for very long. Food. It's pretty cliche, but I'd choose pizza, probably, because it has a bit of everything. Like it'd be home-baked pizza, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You have the dough for, like, wheat, and you have cheese and vegetable and meat.
For me, I'd choose water, and for my drink, oh, I don't know. I mean, for my food? Yeah. Protein pack? Packed, like, vacuum sealed, like, vegetables or something? I don't know.
Like that space food that tastes really nasty?
Yes, something
you
for
need that
the
for the rest of your life.
I don't know.
Well, he didn't say anything about you having to have it, like, stored in your house, like, saved up or anything, so I'm just assuming, like, you could be...
Yeah, it could be fresh.
Rice.
Just rice.
Yeah. Next point.
Are you planning on seeing Avatar? No.
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 Maybe eventually after it's out on DVD, but I don't know. It doesn't seem that appealing to me.
Yeah. I was looking at the preview of it, and did anybody else see the preview of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you notice that the little flying things in the preview look a lot like the drones in the Terminator movie?
Well, it's James Cameron.
I know. Like, at least use something different, you know? Like, I thought it was a Terminator thing when I first saw it. I'm in the same boat as Mike on that.
Yeah, it doesn't look as interesting as his other movies.
He did Titanic. Was that interesting?
No. I bet you loved it, didn't you, Shane?
No.
Favorite movie of all time?
Star Trek First Contact.
Star Wars.
Last part.
Finally, if you could go back in time and tell yourself one thing, how far would you go back and what would you tell yourself? That's hard. I'd probably go back and tell myself not to buy an iPod Touch and I'd buy an Archos.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, I think I paid $200 from my iPod Touch when it first came out. And it's eight gigs, and the Archos... The Archos is $240, and it's 250 gigs. So,
okay,
it's about the size of a GPS, but it's pretty awesome. So,
okay, Mike,
that's a hard one. Like, I don't know. I'd probably go back and tell myself to stop being so lazy and do my work. I don't know how long back, though. Back in high school. Okay. Work harder and get some scholarships.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Brad?
I would go back to Thursday, February the 10th, 2005, and say, no, don't sign up to that forum. Just don't do it.
Be serious.
No, I am serious. That's what I do.
Really?
No, seriously, then what would I want to go back in time and tell myself? I would go back in time and tell myself... I don't know, because chances are I'm not going to listen. You know? If a person approached me now and went, I'm you in the future, you know, this, this, and this, I'd go, yeah, right. I wouldn't listen to them.
Okay.
Maybe you should go back and... buy something in RuneScape and that skyrocketed and then you'd make profit.
That's a waste though, isn't it? You honestly,
I had two masks like a year ago and I sold them and I could have made so much if I had kept them, so.
I would go back to the week when there was like a £40 million prize on the Euro lottery and I tell myself the numbers. There we go, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. For me, it's a toss-up between doing that or going back in time and telling myself which of our Airbnb features are going to be good and prioritize those and get those out, or go back in time to the same point with the RuneScape knowledge and say what updates are coming out so I can win more bets with Brad. And you need to eat your top hat, sir. You need to eat your top hat. You need to eat your top hat, because I got 99 agility.
How am I supposed to do that?
Well, first, you could probably cut it into little pieces.
I can't cut it into little pieces. I tried using a knife on it, nothing happened.
No, I mean in real life. A real-life top hat.
If I had a real-life top hat, I'm not going to cut it up and eat it.
Little pieces... Then put it in the stew and like make sure that they get saturated. Then you can eat it.
Stewed hat.
Yeah.
Brad, you could turn this into a bet for yourself. You could tell him that you'd eat the top hat if he ate a bowl of pasta with Parmesan cheese and a glass of milk, you know?
Yeah, and videoed it.
While watching Star Wars.
I think that's Shane's idea of hell.
Yeah, that would be actually, you know? But, thank you, folks. Anybody else have anything on that?
Nope.
Okay, Mike, next one.
All right. Dear Shaney Cans, Brad, you were General Brad off last week. Mike and Wildcard. But I'm confused if he's a host or if you just put it there. Well, that's just something that Shane does. He's... makes the topics kind of confusing just saying wild card.
He means I'll be wild card for this question.
Yeah, it works.
What he means is my name is actually wild card. It's not Brad. Every time he puts wild card, it means I'm going to be there. That's my name, wild card.
he is a wild card because he does unexpected things sometimes. Just like when you heard the little bleep in the last question.
There wasn't a bleep, I said. No, I won't do it.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a bleep.
I know, because I said no.
Okay. Anyways.
Shane, could you do 2 episodes a week? One being the normal one, the other being you going solo, consisting of
RSVP Suck up.
News, 2, what's coming up on the show, and 3, top 10 RS tips of the week.
You struggle to come with 10 every week.
Yeah, I don't think so about that. Yeah, I'm going to have to say no to that. But what's coming up on the show? Well, you can kind of figure that out yourself if you look at the RS updates and stuff. Typically, I think, though, if we're going to have something special coming up, we'll tell you guys in our what have we been doing section. So 2 shows would be nice, but I don't think I have the manpower to do that.
Well, you guys used to do the promos for what's coming up on the show, but
yeah, but
it was kind of redundant.
Yeah, and it's hard, you know, when the actual show comes out on the Friday and the update sometimes doesn't come out until Wednesday and then the show is recorded on Thursday, you know? So, that sort of thing. But, yeah. Next one.
Okay. Second question. How about Call of Duty RuneScape Warfare? 3rd and final. Okay, I'll wait.
I would consider that PvP.
Well, no, I'd be like, it'd be have to be first person, you know?
So would Varric invade Falador?
Yeah, there you go. That's the spirit. Mike, weren't you talking about something like this, like an RPG that has a combined aspect or something a few days back?
Oh, yeah, I was thinking that. I was just talking about RPGs and saying they should make a first-person shooter RPG, like in modern times. Like, all the RPGs right now are magic-based and, like, ancient times.
Or Fallout, like, when the world has gone to shit.
Well, it's not an MMO, though. But yeah, like that, I guess.
Nobody, I mean, is there, would there be that much of a demand for that type of MMO? People like the pixies and elves and orcs.
I'd play it.
Shit. Okay, there's one person, do it!
Well, I'm just thinking that they probably haven't done it because they don't want, like, no one wants to try anything new.
Well, every MMO just, well, apart from a few, just tried to rip off World of Warcraft, didn't they? Or go along similar lines, because that's been hugely successful, and they want to replicate that success.
You guys could all get Star Trek Online in February.
No, I will be busy.
Which is going to have first-person mode and stuff, shooting and space battles.
I'll be busy being shouted at and polishing things.
There's also the Star Wars MMO.
Those are actually good games.
And the Lord of the Rings MMO bombed spectacularly.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, but we're going against Jagex's advertising policy right now.
Oh, what's that?
You're not supposed to talk about other games.
Yeah, I don't see that as a problem because it's not direct competition, you know? Like, we're talking about games that don't even exist yet. Yeah. So, they can have their policy. But RuneScape, Call of Duty, RuneScape Warfare? Maybe,
no.
But why not?
Just because I said so, Shane. Respect my authority.
I'd like to carry an AK-47 while I'm doing my farming run, you know?
Do a moat, please. No.
Or if someone's trying to poison my herbs, you know?
Maybe in Soviet Russia they carried around AKs while they went out farming.
Well, yeah, then you could fight over farming patches. Like, you could have millions of farming and, like, employ a big guard to guard your farm.
In Soviet Russia, herb patch poisons you.
Whatever you say, Bradoff. Come on, where's Bradoff?
Farming battles. Modern farming warfare 2. Driving along on tractors and combine harvesters and shooting pesticide at each other.
Is that what you do in your area?
Yes, that's exactly what we do.
Well, I guess it's good you made it home then today, eh?
Yeah, people do drive-by pesticiding.
Yeah, England is a weird place, isn't it?
Not as weird as Western Canada.
Okay, yes, so we say partially yes and partially no to this. Next part?
All right, third and final. Brad, do you use awesome words like lorry and plaster?
How are those awesome words? I mean, plaster is... You know what plaster is, right? You use that there.
It's...
Like, if you have, like, a cut or a graze, you put plaster on it.
Plaster,
yeah.
Bended.
And I always thought a lorry was, like, a type of parrot, wasn't it?
No, I think he means, like, the truck lorry.
Lorry. Oh, lorry. Well, that's L-O-R-R-Y. Lorry, yeah. Yes. We use the phrase lorry. Lorry,
so what's plaster again?
Plaster is like a...
Bended.
A Band-Aid, but we call them plasters.
Okay. Interesting.
That's how they do it in Ireland, too, so...
I have a pack of various sized plasters at the side of my desk.
Oh, that's good.
If I injure myself typing. but yeah, I mean, there's lots of... I mean, I've said things to Shane on MSN before, like words, and he's been like, what does that mean? And I can't think of any off the top of my head, because you never can in these situations, but there's probably a lot of words I use that... Like, you know, snog. Nobody knows what a snog is. Do you know what a snog is, Shane?
No.
If I said, I want to snog you, would you let me?
No. No.
Okay. It's a passionate kiss usually involving tongues. Yeah, it's just there's words like that. I mean, there's... I can't think of any others, but...
English words.
English words. Bloke. Yes, as in... That's a man. I don't use that so much. That's a working class word. Bloke. Bloke.
Are you saying you're above working class?
I'm lower middle class at best, Shane.
Okay. There's a whole list on Wikipedia of British words not widely used in the United States.
Link me. List of words that have different meanings.
Okay.
Let's have a look at this list.
Brass monkeys.
Freeze the brass monkey.
Well, yeah. I can explain to you, there's a phrase, it's so cold it would freeze the balls off a brass monkey. And a brass monkey was a triangle of metal that apparently they used to have on ships, and they used to stack the cannonballs on it. And obviously when it was really cold, the metal would contract and the cannonballs would fall out. Hence the saying, freeze the balls off a brass monkey.
The there's bollocks. You know what that is?
Bollocks, yes. Yeah. As in testicles.
Okay, moving on. Moving on. Thank you, Waffle233.
You got your brolly?
Yeah, Brad. That's okay. That's okay.
Bugger.
You can have fun with that. Have fun with that.
Bum bag? I think they call them fanny packs. No?
Yes. Okay.
Shane, everything you say is a load of cack.
That's from Waffle233. Dear Shane and other hosts... 1. Do you get a lot of snow in the winter where you live? If so, do you ski or snowboard? I get about 300 inches in an average year, and I ski. He must live on a mountain, then.
300 inches? You're just bragging now.
Yeah, that's
or
a good point.
Or he could live up where it snows all year somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Like
he could live
Antarctic
by Santa's grotto, and they could, you know, have a fake snow machine.
Sarah Palin.
She can see Russia from where she lives.
Yeah, so she must be way up north.
Yeah, that's right. So, Brad, do you get snow?
Rarely.
Okay.
There's actually very light snow forecast for tonight, but we'll be lucky if it stays on the ground by about midday tomorrow. That's how pathetic our snow is.
Marco?
Yeah, I get quite a bit. Right now, there's probably 3 inches in the ground. We had 6 or 7 a couple weeks ago, and it started to melt away. But we get a lot of... we had that huge ice storm here last year that knocked our power out for about 3 weeks.
Wow. Nothing that bad here, but okay.
Yeah.
I think we got about, 15 centimeters on the ground, maybe? In areas that are undisturbed?
That was about 2 weeks ago, one night.
Yeah, that was lots. And for those of you guys, 15 centimeters is roughly 6 inches. So, yeah. it's fun evading it and stuff, you know, making sure you don't slip and hurt yourself. So, yeah.
Well, you don't slip in snow.
Well, you know, ice. But if there's ice underneath, you know. Yo, Putsy Bobby. Anyways. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say I don't ski or snowboard.
Oh, right. That was the main question. Yeah. Right. Yeah, neither do I. Brad?
Yeah.
Say what?
Do you ski or snowboard?
No.
Marco?
No, I go tubing, though. Sledding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fun, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you, like, build little jumps in, you know? So.
Yeah, I tend to hit people, so after we hit people, it's not so fun, so...
I see. Yeah, Mike, remember the hill?
Yeah.
There used to be the snow hill we used to go to, which is kind of dismantled now.
Well, no, they put a bunch of drainage down at the bottom, and, well, you can't go down it anymore.
Yeah,
so but that was years ago.
Yeah, like
it's not like something we've done lately.
No, sadly not. But yeah, do you listen to other podcasts, Brad?
No,
Marco.
Yeah, survival podcast.
What's that about?
It's a survivalism, like surviving in the wilderness, fishing skills, hunting skills, stuff like that.
Oh. Did they ever do an episode on surviving a nuclear war?
They've done stuff about that, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
There's a
Shane wants to prepare.
Is it kind of like Man vs. Wild, where it's just like nature only, or is it everything?
No, it's kind of like if tomorrow there was a tornado right near your house, what would you do and where would you go? Like, there are people who like make little places that they could go out and hold out on. And they could survive there for like 6 months if they needed to, and it's interesting to listen to.
Okay,
but the stuff only rednecks would really actually do.
Yeah.
Why? I think it's a good idea to prepare for stuff like that. You know,
you're a redneck, then, Shane.
It kind of makes you paranoid after a while, thinking that tomorrow there was a hurricane, what would you do?
I was a few nights ago. I was looking for some reason that I discovered a freely published book written in 1997 about how to survive after a nuclear blast.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike, podcast?
Have you read it?
No.
No, I don't listen to any other podcasts. Well, not even this one. So, sorry.
For me, primarily the stuff on the Twit Network, twit.tv, Twit, This Week in Tech, Mac Break Weekly, Windows Weekly, Security Now, Net at Night, primarily. That's about it.
Primarily.
Yeah.
Just all that, those.
Yeah, just that's those. It. Then other ones, if there's something interesting, like if there's an interesting, like once they had the MySQL guy on the Floss Weekly podcast, which is the open source podcast, so I listen to that. And so it depends, really, on the content. Thanks. Love the show. AKK141. It's 141. We got it right this week. We're going 2 weeks in a row right.
Why? How was it mispronounced before?
It was a big mispronunciation once before. We bungled it up really badly. So
Shane bungled it up really badly.
But you apologized for me last week.
Yes, I did. I feel I need to apologize. I apologize for Shane for the way he is, the things he says, for everything.
Okie dokie. Brad, next one.
Next question. Dear Shane, Mike, and Marco, leaving my name off, you bastard. how is your winter going so far? Good, I hope. I'm not going to assume that's a question, since all we'll have to say are cliches. Anyways, on to my question. Do any of you have experience jailbreaking iPod Touches or iPhones? If so, could you recommend any sites or software to use?
We're not going to go into that right now, I don't think, because it is technically illegal by the end user license agreement. But
and Shane doesn't like to do anything that's illegal when Apple are concerned. He wants to give Steve Jobs a nice shiny Apple, and yeah. suck up
let's
to
just, let's just say that jailbreaking is possible, and I'd have to say Google would have to be your friend on that.
Yeah, like, or me. If you want to ask me, I'll pretend I didn't tell you.
Okay, you do that. Do that on MSN, please, so I don't have to discipline you on the forums.
Well, you can just say it.
Say what?
Well, like, end user license.
Yeah, the end user license agreement prevents you from jailbreaking it.
They don't really hold up in court, though.
No, they don't. So technically it's illegal whether or not you'd be prosecuted.
Well, you bought it. You should be able to do what you want with it.
Yeah, yeah. Never. They're not going to.
As long as you're not, like, stealing programs or...
Well, technically you do, because you can get all the apps for free, so...
Oh, okay. Well, then...
Yeah, so don't do that part of it.
Yeah.
So... That's why we're going to kind of stay away from it, but my advice is that if you want to do it for the extra features, go ahead, but if your iPod or iPhone breaks, don't expect them to fix it.
Yeah, and I'll just say that mine got pretty messed up after I did it. I had to restore it and all sorts of stuff, so.
Okay. Do you use regular now or jailbroken still?
It's on regular right now. I did it last over the summer, but it got pretty messed up. It like stole all my applications and hid them, and I couldn't find them. So I had to just reboot it. I hope I can get my headphones jack is broken, but I'm not sure if they can look up. Like, it's back to normal now, but the headphone jack is broken. But I don't know if I send it in, will they know I jailbroke it, and then be like, we can't fix it.
If your software is back to normal, it shouldn't have any problems unless there's some hardware thing that gets changed that you can't access, I'd assume, you know?
Yeah, so. I'll have to look into it.
I know, it's a lot like hackintoshing of a computer. It everybody does it, but Apple doesn't like it, but no warranty, so go right ahead and do it, you know?
Yeah.
But just be careful with what you do. And, what's this next part, Brad?
Could you three do your best condor impression?
What's condor?
It's a type of bird, isn't it?
I see.
I don't have a condor impression. I'm sorry, that's not in my repertoire.
Condor is the name for two species of New World vultures.
Vulture, then.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard one, so I can't do an impression. Sorry.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
do an impression of George, then.
No. Oh. I'm not going to do impressions on demand. I'm not a performing clown.
I can do one of a monkey, but I won't do that on the show. I'll do it later if you want.
Okay.
It's actually kind of embarrassing. It's creepily accurate, too, so...
Is it a brass monkey?
No, it legitimately sounds like a monkey.
Okay. Mike, you have any impressions you want to share?
No.
Okay. Sorry, Alex, we wish you could be more helpful there, but thank you.
Helpful with our impressions.
Yeah, and jailbreaking. So Marco will teach you about that after school in the back alley. Dear Shane, Brad, Mike, and Marco, do any of you watch Japanese anime? If so, which ones? Okay, Marco?
Nope.
Mike?
No.
And me? Nope, I'm sorry. But Asa does enjoy Bleach, I'm not even going to try and say that one, and Full Metal Alchemist.
Katsuyoshi!
Are you secretly Japanese?
No, I'm not.
Are you secret? Okay. Shane, who is going to be the next co-host once Brad is gone? We've been discussing this behind the scenes. I don't know if I want...
We aren't going to announce a candidate this long before.
Yeah.
We aren't going to announce anything. It'll be announced... Well, typically, as was done when Pika left and I took over all of 3 and a bit years ago, the person who guests on the last show I do will be the person who takes over from me. That's how it works.
Yeah, so you'll find out on that last show.
End of January.
Yeah, but it's safe to say that it's going to be a male, and they're going to be over the age of 14.
That's
all I can say.
It's not Mike. Yeah, Mike wouldn't want it.
So
don't start organizing my funeral when I'm not even dead yet. I mean, I've still got another month and a bit. Another, six shows, including the two Christmas specials?
Yeah, that's right.
That makes it sound no time at all. Anyway.
Any thoughts on a possible RuneScape 3?
They'd never do it. They'd just keep expanding the current.
Yeah, I think as much as it was, I think RuneScape HD was RuneScape 3.
Yeah.
I can't see them needing like a whole new engine for a game. They could just keep upgrading this one for quite a while, probably.
Yeah, they said very expandable.
They only said they had 10 years left in it, so maybe it's possible. But I don't think they'll, especially if they release another game, they're not going to want to redo RuneScape.
Yeah,
maybe if they keep making the graphics better, they'd have to do a new game.
Yeah, or make it like not a client, or download it, not play it in a browser.
But I'm just wondering how far the limits of Java are going to be able to be pushed, you know? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because it does seem fairly limited from my point of view. But
anyway. Yeah, I've never seen anything as good as RuneScape in Java.
Yeah, so that's why we say that. Anyways, those questions were from Asa, otherwise known as Brimke Exile Q, the person who won our Halloween costume contest. Marco, next one.
Dear hosts, is there a problem in the world you would like to change? If so, what is it and why? I'd say the economy right now. Just because it's such dire straits. That or the Middle East fixing some of the problems over there.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see the Middle East fixed in our lifetime, unfortunately.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. Mike?
Well, do you think he means like something reasonable, like something that's actually possible, or like something you could just magically fix?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. Let's just assume reasonable.
I can't think of anything reasonable.
Okay, imaginary then?
I don't know. Like world hunger or something silly like that.
Okay. Brad?
What I like to solve? What I like to change? In the world I'd like to change. I guess that people would stop killing each other for no reason. I mean obviously they have reasons, but I mean I don't think there's any good reason to kill someone. I think I'd just stop all the senseless violence and murder. As hippie and tree hugging esque as that sounds. Although as one last final ritual murder I would kill Shane.
That's not nice. You said you're just not for it.
The whole Chinese thing will kill one person instead of everyone else. And Shane will be that one person. Okay. It's a noble undertaking, Shane.
The two things I'd like to see fixed, I'd like to see more centralized power in towards an international organization, like give the UN more power to actually do things.
Oh, God.
I'd like to see that, see the UN have more power. Secondly, for something that could just snap the fingers, I think that a cure for cancer would go a long way to fixing a lot of problems. So, there you go. Those are mine. That's from Flash. Who wants the last question?
Dear Shane, Brad, Mike, and Marco, how are you all doing? My question is, do you ever plan on making a clan chat for the podcast? Keep up the great work, Carl 3285. I can answer this one extremely quickly. If you want a clan chat for the podcast, it would be the RSBNB clan chat, which is under the username Mike12088. Mike12088.
which is spelled M-I-K-E, number one, number two, number zero, number eight, number eight.
Woo, well done.
Too bad RFDNB's taken.
Yeah, that is very Saturday, you know?
Well, at least we got, you know, the best of the two owners to, you know, use the username. If it was Shane Winter, it would be a travesty.
Jeez.
You know, I wouldn't do that, you know, because I value my privacy.
Yeah, right.
On RuneScape, you know, when I'm farming, because I just like to focus on the game, you know. I'm not antisocial, but I just like to focus on what I'm doing. And I don't know, I think we might have to bring out the AK-47s one day, you know. So, but
for what?
I've needed them a few times on farming runs, actually, if you believe me. People that like wouldn't stop following me because they wanted like a free seat or something, you know, or to borrow my whip when I was going to Slayer task. So yeah, it would have been nice, but you can find we also have a TeamSpeak channel, which you can find on the same forum topic as this. If you go to forums.rsbnb.com and click on the general announcements forum, you'll see in there there's a topic regarding clan chat and TeamSpeak. So all the info is in there, what the ranks mean, who has kick power, and all that other good stuff. So there you go. That's it for questions. So we should move on to
rants anymore?
No, we cut them out because of the length.
Bad.
They were making the show too long, and they're all very repetitive.
Oh.
Yeah.
We didn't
you
have
can only get so many constructive rants out of a bunch of retards, aka people who have it the rants forum.
Yeah, I stopped reading it. It's just completely like gone to crappy rants every week, the same thing. You find maybe one good rant every five pages, which is not worth my time.
There used to be lots of good rants.
Yeah, I remember the Dragon one?
Yeah. Dragon Nose Picker.
Yeah, there was none like that anymore. It's a shame, no. Really.
Yeah.
So. I'm going to go take a look at it, actually, right now.
Tech news!
My first thing this week is what you watched and searched for on YouTube in 2009.
Oh, God, you don't have my search history, do you?
Yeah, I do. I got it right here.
Yeah, right. Oh, this depresses me. Most watched YouTube videos globe number 4, New Moon movie trailer.
That's right, Mr. 13... Cullen.
Piss off. God, Susan Boyle really wiped the floor with everyone else.
120 plus million views on her. David After Dentist, 37 million views. Did you guys watch that one?
No.
It's a kid who's drugged up after going to the dentist.
Oh, I've seen that one. His dad's filming him while he's in the back of the car. And he's like rambling on. Yeah, I've seen that.
The JK Wedding Entrance Dance, 33 million, as Brad said. The New Moon trailer. You gone to see New Moon yet, Brad?
9.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh yeah, these are most watched music videos.
Most watched music videos. Is it... I guess it's good, but I don't know any of those five. I've not heard any of those five songs.
Pitbull, I Know You Want Me, number one.
I've heard that I Knew You Want Me on the radio, I think.
Miley Cyrus, The Climb, number 2. Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA, number 3. The Lonely Island, I'm on a Boat, number 4. And Carrie Hilson, Knock You Down, number 5.
Popular music is terrible.
Yeah, I agree. And they also got a list of the most search terms, which interestingly do correlate to the Google Zeitgeist, which we talked about a few weeks ago. For instance, January, Obama, February, Christian Bale, June and July, Jackson. Michelson.
August, Usain Bolt. That was the World Championships, wasn't it?
Yeah, September, Kanye West.
Tiger Woods in December.
Paranormal Activity in October. Was that a slow month or something?
Must have been. That's a movie, though, you know?
Well, they had tons of advertising for that one.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see any.
It was on, like, every website.
Oh, okay. Shane, I thought you meant TV. I thought you meant TV.
No.
And I use Adblock in Firefox, but I whitelist RSVNB. November, Adam Lambert, Fastest Rising, and Bad Romance.
Shane's boyfriend.
No, don't go there. So,
your committed relationship with Adam Lambert, don't go there. No. This isn't something we can talk about.
No, it's something that we should try and avoid because that's something
because you're ashamed
to talk about.
No. It happened, Shane.
Nah. Nothing happened, Brad. You're just trying to make
sure. Sure, nothing.
Yeah, you are, seriously. But anybody else have any favorite YouTube videos of this year?
No.
I don't use YouTube very often. I have lots of music in my iTunes library, so and for funny videos, I usually don't watch anything unless someone sends it to me, which isn't very often, so
yeah,
not that
same.
I can think off the top of my head, so.
Okay. Mike, anything on that story?
No, I don't like YouTube. It's like YouTube's more about them trying to get you subscribe. Like every video
has a
stupid subscribe button. Like
subscribe to me. Subscribe to me.
It's more about that than like quality or content.
Which is a problem. I agree.
And apparently it's like Google's guidelines. Like they send out these guidelines to people and tell them to make their videos real short and tell them to subscribe.
What? That's crazy. That's craziness. Okay. I got a security bulletin for all you guys who are out there and using Firefox. Make sure if for some reason your Firefox doesn't auto-update, make sure you're updated yourself to the latest Firefox 3.5.6. Major security vulnerabilities that can cause all sorts of things. Crashing, integer overflows, access to memory that shouldn't be accessed, privilege escalations. So yeah, update Firefox.
Done.
And if you're using another browser, make sure you have your updates set to turn that on. And also Windows updates, Mac OS updates. It's like a general kind of thing, you know? Being secure on the internet. I just wanted to let you guys know about this, seeing as it's the Christmas season, and any kind of computer crashes while you're trying to enjoy your family time would be somewhat unfortunate. Not that we have those kind of problems here, but Brad, do you ever have any problems like that?
No.
That's good. Mike, you updated Opera?
No.
What's the latest version of that anyways?
I don't know. 10 point something.
Okay. Well, there you go. If you use Opera, just run your Apple updates if you're on a Mac. Final piece of tech news. Iraqi insurgents have reportedly intercepted video feeds from U.S. military Predator drones using a $29.95 Windows application that allows them to track the pilot's aircraft undetected. That's just great, you know?
America. Yeah.
Woo!
Team America. I think that's what the American military is really like. Team America.
I never saw that movie.
It's a great movie. It's a great satire. It's not really serious, but it's a great satire on America, basically.
They say hackers working with Iraqi militants were able to determine which areas of the country were under surveillance by the military, which was reported by the WSJ, and the video feeds from drones in Afghanistan were also intercepted.
That's the one great thing about America. We come up with something that actually works, and then we tell everybody about it. And they find some way to find out about it, and then they go off and make them, mostly the terrorists. Like, we sit there and we tell them what we're going to do in Iraq, and then the terrorists sit there and take notes, and it's just great.
It's craziness. You gotta wonder who programmed these drones, hey? And it really does show the power of Windows, you know? Maybe we should all switch back to Windows here.
Yes, you should.
Maybe. We'll see. Maybe not. I'm not saying anything, though. Mark, are you happy with OS X?
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with it.
That's good. Well, that's it for tech news. I'm going to tell Brad that it's time for him to recite what he calls Scottum.
Scottum. RSBNB.
It's magic.
Scottum. It is magic. Could it be magic?
Wow.
Load quicker, you... okay, current leader is MLI. Oh, it's a close... Oh, there's 1,000 experience in it. At the top two, the leader, MLI, currently has 6,512,258. Second place, Chris T, has 6,511,624. Third place is 0.921 million. Then 3.3 million, 1.5, 1.3. But as was noted last week, everybody has gained experience.
So congratulations, everyone.
There are seven people. No, one, two, three, four, six people with more than 1 million experience.
I'll have more than 1 million, too, in about a week.
Okay. And it's safe to note that there's already 2 weeks left on this, so even if you're not winning, keep training, because you could win Skill of the Year, so keep going. I think that's all we got to say on this. Yeah. rsbnb.com/skotm if you want to check up on the progress. And remember, if you change your name in the middle of the month, your experience will no longer be tracked. Send us your clips for the clip show. The clip show will be recorded sometime next week, so if you want to send us your clips, please do. You can find a link to the forum topic where we're asking for your clips, suggestions at update.rsbnb.com in the show notes. Basically, we want clips of upwards 30 seconds to 2 minutes or so of moments you liked on any episode during 2009, and it could be anything, really. If it's making fun of Brad or making fun of me, that's fine. We'll put it in.
Especially if it's making fun of me, because Shane likes that.
So yeah, I would like more, so send them in. This is our last normal show of 2009. That will come out on a Friday. So I'm going to be saying that on December 24th, a Best of 2009 special with some of the guest hosts from this year will be coming out.
Yet to be announced.
Basically, whatever we determine is best updates this year in RuneScape. Then a week later on the 31st is going to be the oh-so-famous clip show.
Woo, clip show.
We just love recording those, don't we, Brad?
Yes. It'll be my last one. So quite a somber occasion.
That's why we have to make it all the better. Mike, you have any suggestions for the clips?
I can't, because I haven't really listened.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Colin's doing the task of listening to all the episodes of 2009 and making recommendations of his own, so I...
Wow.
Yeah, he's already on March or something.
Me. Should, like, pay him for that. That we can't afford it.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's entirely on his own decision, but if he wants to do that, that's fine.
Not something I do.
Was that a cow? Does someone have a cow in their house?
Oh, my God.
That's me. What?
Okay. I don't know what that was. Seems like it was on Marco's end.
Yeah, it was hilarious, right? I have to tell you guys what it is. My grandparents were around on Monday. And
save
I've
it,
got
save it, save it.
What?
You should save it for the end of the show.
Oh, end of the show, right. Sorry, I thought we were there. You've got to do the
no,
pick
not yet. Marco, you got a pick for us, I understand.
Yeah. It's a program for Windows called Extra Normal. And it's really awesome. Basically, you type. You choose your setting, and you choose how many people you want. You type what everyone says, and it'll make a video of it. And it's really awesome for school projects and stuff, because I've used it, and the teachers who are technology dumb think it took hours and hours to make, and you get lots of good grades. So,
okay, that's reality, good.
It only takes about a half hour to make a pretty good video as long as you have everything you want to type. You can, like, there's lots of cool things you can do with it.
Is it free?
It is free. The program itself is called State, but it's made by Extra Normal.
Okay. Link will be in the show notes for that. Do you have a demo you can put up on YouTube or anything, or do they have demos on the site?
There's a demo on the site. People kind of look corny, but it works. It's pretty good.
Okay. It's cold. Link will be in the show notes. You're cold, Brad.
Yes, it's cold here.
Okay. Well, in that case, what have you been doing?
What do you mean?
What have you been doing? You wanted to say something about your camera.
Basically my grandparents were here on Monday. That's just thought this was really funny. My grandparents were here on Monday and I got a new camera for my birthday. And first off, I was sort of stood in the hallway just outside the hall having a mess with it, not intentionally. And when you autofocus, it lets off a little bit of a flash. And it flashed. And I heard my grandmother go, "What was that flash? I think I saw a flash coming outside." Norm was my grandfather. And he wrenched himself up, considering it takes him about 5 minutes to get out of the chair, walked over to the window and looked out, and I had him going for about 5 minutes making flashes with these cameras before they realised it was me. If only I could have videoed it, because all for 5 minutes you had was, "What was that? Oh, I don't know what that was. What was it? Was it a car?" No, there's no cars out there. It was hilarious. How I managed to stifle my laughter was hilarious. That's about the funniest thing that's happened to me this week.
Okay. It was your birthday.
Yeah, it was fine.
You're 19 now.
19, yes. I feel so old. Gonna send me to the Knackers yard soon.
Did you do anything special?
I went out for a meal, which was very nice, with some family and friends and people. But nothing besides that, no.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Anything else you want to share?
No. I don't like Shane. I'd like to share that.
What about your charity work? No more envelopes?
It wasn't all stuffing envelopes, Shane. I finished that tonight. I worked out, I donated, as I said before the show, 54 hours of my time over the past 2 weeks, which isn't that much, but, you know.
You should put that on your RAF thing.
It's a bit late now, Shane. They've accepted me, and I've signed the bloody offer of service. I have no need to impress them anymore, except when I go for training, obviously.
Okay. So that's it? No RuneScape stuff?
I've played a little bit last night, which was the first time I logged on this week, and that was I got 2 Hunter levels and a Summoning level from Tears of Gothic. That was about it. And I did the Penguins.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Marco?
Well, I've been busy with all my music rehearsal and such.
What do you play?
Well, I play trombone for jazz band, and I play tuba for just about everything else.
Okay.
RuneScape.
RuneScape, I was going to say.
Well, doing magic and farming, trying to get 70 farming and 90 magic. I've, I think, 16k alks left.
Ooh, and have fun.
Yeah, well, if I get it by Christmas, Mag Negnagon has to get 99 cooking, so that's a little bet I made with him. And
yeah, that's good.
I was just on the rant forum, and there's actually an association against rant trolling. That's how bad the Rants Troll Association and the Rants Reformation Project. Let's see. There's a rant that says the title is "Don't Read." And the first post is, "I told you not to read, damn it." And that's it. These are terrible. And then...
So are these guys trying to bring the rants back into how they used to be, or...?
Well, apparently there's... I haven't really read it yet, but there's, an association trying to, get the rants form back to how it was, which would be great. But there is so much spam in the rants form right now. The first page is pretty much spam. There's 2 topics that are actually good, and both of them go against stupid rants.
JX should have just kept that thing removed, if it's gonna turn into this much trouble. But, okay.
There's one that says "a serious rant." And the first thing that says is, "This is so shocking, I have to get it out of me."
So, if you guys are wondering why we quit rants, that's why.
Yeah,
so,
it's really bad.
Mike.
You're the reason we quit runs.
Real life?
Real life. don't know, same old stuff. Just working on stuff.
Okay. RuneScape.
Well, I've been starting to play RuneScape more recently, and I've been doing some of the daily things, like killing Bork, and today I did the penguins and the circus.
Okay.
And, well, yesterday we did that quest, obviously.
Yeah. What'd you put your penguin XP to?
I put it to summoning.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Well, yeah, because releasing a combat stat after all your other stats are up high, it puts you at kind of a disadvantage. Like,
yeah.
new players, they'll be able to get, raise their summoning with their combat stats, but everyone else, it'll be a lot lower. And so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Somebody should have had a suggestion where they should have given you some summoning levels based on your combat level, but I don't know about that.
But then what's the point of even adding it? Like, then it's only a skill for new players, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, so, everyone else would already have levels, and then, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, there's a lot of people who don't train summoning who are high levels. I guess now it's becoming more useful, but at first people just wouldn't train it. So
yeah
they didn't like that it was a part of the combat level.
Yeah.
Oh no, we're not training it. Goodbye. Okay. Any highlight levels you want to share?
I got 88 magic a little while ago. 93 defense and 76 summoning.
Well, that's good. Okay. As for me, typing.
Yeah.
I've been working on a project on RSBNB, which you guys should be seeing by the time the show is out. Basically, what it is it's a updated, new, improved version of the House Designer, which is long overdue, so you guys can look forward to using that. You can find it on rsbnb.com, and then it's on our little left navigation pane. But in RuneScape, I got 75 prayer, then 78 from the quest. I also got 80 crafting, so that's what I've been up to. I don't think there's anything else to say. School's done for the winter break, and yeah, that's about it.
Decades. I got 99 clutching. That's about it.
Oh, you
that's
didn't
been my highlight this month.
Oh, you didn't say that before.
Yeah, I just remembered it. It's not really much of a compliment.
Fletching, that's an insignificant skill. It's easy to forget.
Yes. Well, I think we're done then for this episode, unless anybody has anything else.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, true.
On the other Christmas. Show. Everyone.
And every other holiday that people celebrate. Happy holidays. There we go.
Yeah. We had a discussion on that a few days ago, I think. But, so next week is the Best of 2009, and the week following that is the Clip Show. So, assuming there's a Christmas update, we'll be discussing that next week.
Well, there obviously is. There is a developer diary on it.
Yeah, but the question is, why not release it this week? That doesn't make any sense. They usually do. So,
well, then it would cover the 2 weeks like where most people have off, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, Christmas is kind of in the later in the week this year. So, last year, wasn't it on like a Tuesday or something?
No, a Thursday.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Well, it's kind of late in the week. It's so they were just like, you know what, we're going to leave it. Because I don't get off to... I have school Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week, so...
Okay. You have to go those days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what he said, I have school.
Oh, okay. I see. Brad, do you have anything else?
No.
Okie dokie then. Mike, anything else?
No.
Okie dokie then. Marco, anything else?
Nope.
Okay then, it's been RSBNB Update with... Marco, runewire.com/...
I don't even know.
Okay.
hold on. I changed my name thingy, so...
Well, your username still stays the same.
Yeah, I don't... Let's see here. Marco995.
Okay, there you go. RimWire.com/Mike, but I don't think he is it, do you?
No, I don't really update people on what I'm doing. You're lucky okay. I even came on the podcast here.
See, that's why he's not being the replacement. And Brad, RimWire.com/Brad. And of course me, RimWire.com/Shane. Goodbye, everyone. Not stupid. That's stupid. That's stupid. Mike, turn your phones off because we get the GSM phone noise coming through. So phones off. Sit back, securely fasten seatbelts, and wait for the lavatory to be unoccupied. Then go.
Is there anyone on board who can fly the plane?
That would be me.
You're not a pilot, Shane.
Sure I am.
No, you're not. You'd be screaming like the rest of us. I'd be screaming the loudest.
We're all gonna die!